Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your driver's license is important so you can get back and forth to work, get your kids to school, and back and forth to daycare. If your license has been suspended because you can't pay your tickets, you can't do any of those things. Let's talk about Chapter 13 bankruptcy. You may have heard that tickets cannot be discharged, but they can be dealt with in a Chapter 13 case. Why not come in for a free consultation? The chapter you choose will make all the difference to your getting back, legally, on the road. Let's design a plan to pay off your tickets and restore your license immediately. I'm Attorney Travis Gagne. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle.
KECU presents the KISW Financial Advisor. Here to talk money, please welcome Todd. I invented numbers so I know how this stuff works. Peach.
Oh, yeah. If you got a question for Todd, it's simple. Call it now, 206-421-ROCK. You can also text us at 77999. Todd, the good folks at BECU.org. And the cool thing about BECU, being a credit union, all you have to do is just live, work, or attend school in Washington State. And, yes, you can be part of BECU. All the info at BECU.org. Todd's in the house, everybody.
Yeah.
There he
Morning,
is.
BJ.
Morning, Todd. How are you, sir?
I'm good, thank you.
Getting close to the holiday season, which, of course, we always have to talk about. How do we get all the gifts, get everything everybody wants, and not go into the poorhouse, as they say?
Yep.
Yeah. And this because it's a tough time of year because, you know, that instant gratification, that or that feel-good feelings that you get when you buy something that you know someone's going to dig, and, you know, you're putting it on your charge card, your credit card, you're just charging it all up. It's nuts.
Yeah. You know, I had a coworker ask me the other day that I asked her how her weekend was, and she's like, well,
terrible.
It wasn't so good. I'm like, well, what's going on? You know,
and
it's like there's
great
family issues that, you know, one family wants to buy presents for all the others, and then one doesn't want to do it, right? And,
oh, yeah.
And so then you feel obligated, and then now the person's mad because they're not going to participate, and it's like, oh, my, okay. So.
Yeah.
It's just don't get presents for anyone. Problem solved.
Well, yeah. But the problem is, and they want to buy presents, right?
Yeah.
And that
so much drama.
One does and one doesn't. And yeah, a lot of drama. But in the end, it's material things, right? Isn't it more time and.
Hey, look, Madonna, this is what we need, okay? We need our material things. Now, it's just all about, how do you, having moderation, you know, in this season. A lot of us do it with our health, you know, trying not to overeat. And then there is the other overspend. That's the other thing we've got to watch out in this season.
I'm the worst with that because I just hate shopping. So I don't care what the price tag is. If it gets me out of the mall quicker.
Oh,
so I'll be like, I just spent $300 on something. I could have probably done a better job and find something that was like, $100, I would have had the same kind of results.
I love seeing people like you when I worked in retail because I knew I could get you a really high priced item because you hated being there.
Yeah, whatever gets me out of that door quicker, I'm willing to pay more.
Or just do what I do and Amazon it up.
I haven't been to a mall in years.
Oh, actually, I do like watching the chaos of people trying to park. So, I mean, I got to take the good with the bad.
Fair. Yeah, see, I love the atmosphere of Christmas shopping in the mall. It, like Vicky, though, see, I have no stress because I don't need everything from there anymore.
Yep.
So there are specific things I know I can get there, so there's not going to be a problem, whereas there's nothing worse than not being able to get what you want or seeing the person grab the last one. So Amazon has made it easier for me to actually enjoy the holiday season in the mall atmosphere.
Mm-hmm. So you're not going to actually buy, you're going for an experience.
I buy some things, but I don't have to buy everything because that's what kills you.
He likes going to the mall to watch other people shop.
Yeah.
Well, or as you said, the
people
chaos.
Watch. Yes, the chaos.
The chaos is insane. And it's a thing my daughter and I like to do. We've been doing it for 20 years since we've been here. We always do a one day, in the holiday season, we go out and shop at the mall. And mostly now it's just for her because I, like Vicky, I buy everything's already purchased me. Yeah. I'm all done. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. It's Todd from BECU. James in Tequila, you are on The Rock.
What's up, guys?
What's up, James? You got a question for Todd?
I do, yeah. So about 3 days ago, my wife got a letter in the mail saying she just inherited about $900,000.
Is it real?
Cousin James. Cousin James, I've been going to find you.
Does she need a new best friend?
So, yeah, she does. No, I'm her best friend.
So, does she need a new husband?
Does she want a wife?
No, definitely. She does not need a new husband, no.
Vicky wants to know if you're into polyamory because she can make that work for $900,000.
James, welcome to Bottom Feeders in the morning.
She's all mine. All mine.
So it's legit, James. It's not some Nigerian prince. This is really $900,000.
He died, and he left it to her.
Totally legit. Yeah.
All right.
Well, he left half of it to her sister and half of it to her.
Okay.
So what, it's all in a 401k that's, we actually have a meeting with Fidelity on Thursday, tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm curious about, like, inheritance taxes. I think it's in a pretty conservative fund right now on growth, but what kind of growth can you expect from that?
Mm-hmm.
Is there like an annual amount you can take out every year without paying a penalty?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of broad question for you. But.
Yeah, so Fidelity will be able to help you out, James, when you reach them, but you're going to roll that over into what's called an inherited IRA in your wife's name. When that comes over, then the IRS says, okay, this money needs to start coming out, so you're going to have to take required minimum distributions, your wife will, over her life expectancy of her. And again, Fidelity will help you out with that. Then within that shell, it depends how aggressive you want to be from an investment perspective. And again, they can help you out with that from a stock perspective, equities, bonds, et cetera. Guess I would go into it and sit down with your wife and look at what are your goals? Where are you at today? Do you have an emergency fund? Do you own a home?
Yeah.
Do you already?
We do. Okay. Yeah, we're about 12 years into a mortgage on a townhouse in Seattle. We both accumulated about $20,000 in credit card debt.
Oh, damn.
So I was thinking, like, should we pay that off right away? We're paying about 5% interest on that.
Your credit card's higher than 5%. I can guarantee you.
I'm sorry, you're right. It's about 11%. I was thinking about my car loan.
Okay. Yeah,
I only owe like $500 on that, so that's almost done, thankfully.
Yeah. No, so one of your goals is to get out of debt, get that credit card paid off, get that auto loan paid off, maybe start working on your mortgage after that. I don't know what you have for retirement out there, but so they'll help you with a plan.
Now, of course, Todd is the angel on your shoulder telling you what to do. I'm going to be the devil on your shoulder. James,
oh boy.
Have you thought about any big purchases when you found out you were going to have that much money? I'm just curious what's going on in your head when you realize,
boom!
You know what I mean? You have a lot of money.
Oh, God.
I'm thinking about
the drum set. The very first thing I thought about was a new truck, but then I thought I'm happier just watching that money grow for now because I'm in my 30s.
See, yeah,
so I want to.
James listens to us.
And see that be at least over a million.
Listens to you.
Yeah, right.
I might buy the truck, James. Get your face airbrushed on it, too.
Honestly, Todd, if anything ever happens where Steve comes into money, we need to put you in contact with his wife immediately so we can basically just do an end around on
Steve. Bypass.
He'll blow the whole thing.
Oh, I'm going to have a grill. Yeah. I'll probably have tattoos on my face.
Yeah.
Fur coats.
No. So, Todd, so the question would be, obviously, if you can pay off your credit cards, because that's high interest. And then, of course, there is the mindset of, do you pay off the house first, or do you contribute to your retirement after, of course, you have an emergency fund and pay off the credit card debts and then maybe the car if you want to? What do you think you should do on that? Home loan or you do the retirement? Because, man, it's cool not having a mortgage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So here's kind of the levels I go. First of all, you have $1,000 emergency fund right out of the gate, right? Something breaks. Secondly, get out of debt from your credit cards, your personal loans, auto loans, etc., right? Third, make sure you're contributing at least 15% to your retirement, right? So at least 15%. Younger, if you haven't saved it early on and you need to catch up, maybe it's a little higher than that. And then after that, now we can start working on paying down that mortgage. And then after you get your mortgage paid off, then now you have no debt, and then now it's all cream. Now you can start saving and investing outside of your retirement account.
Buying trucks.
Well, yeah, I guess.
So,
I mean, there'll be a time. That's why you do this, right? You do this. There'll be a time where you'll have all this liquid money and cash that you can buy that truck, and you'll be paying cash for it. You won't be getting a loan for it.
Oh yeah, how great would that be? Just walking with wads of cash and just put it down on the table. Like, I'll take one of those.
Yeah, he was in his mid-30s, and say they get, I don't know. So they was, if it's half of $900,000, so you got $450,000. I don't know what they'll take out of them in taxes and all that, but let's just say they end up with $350,000, and they take take that and start growing it now, and in about 30 years, if they want to retire at 65, that $300,000 in 30 years, I mean, that's a great jump start for somebody. People don't usually have that kind of money.
Huge. So there's it's called the rule of 72. You ever heard of it before?
I don't know if I have.
Okay. So on average, let's assume you get a 10% return. Your money will double every 7.2 years.
Ooh.
Okay. So 72. this is kind of give you an idea of how the power of compounding interest. So so at 7.2 years, so that 350 now in 7 years is what, 700, and then another 7 years it's 1.4 million and 2.8 million.
Whoa.
So it kind of gives you an idea that the earlier you get going, that compounding will make a huge difference.
And how about that guy? He's got a home in Seattle. He's already 12 years into paying that, so that's pretty awesome. He's got a house in Seattle now. It's ridiculous. He's one or two payments away from paying off his car.
Yeah.
What a good run this guy's having.
Yeah. Steve's happy.
I'm happy for him.
You know why he's got a good run?
Because he didn't derail him by going and getting a truck.
Yeah, he's not getting boats and trucks and putting tattoos on his face.
Well, I haven't done any of that either. I haven't had the opportunity yet.
Exactly. We're trying to save you. Someday
I'm
you may have the opportunity.
Him, man. Part of me wants Steve to win the lotto.
I don't want that
just for this ridiculousness.
No,
I want to see how crazy he's going to get.
He will big head his way to ruin his world.
I'm cool with
do.
That. Yeah. I get to witness it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Rev, you'll be part of my entourage.
Yes. Yeah, you will.
Yes.
206-421-ROCK. You can also text us at 77999. We have Todd Peach from BECU. Don't forget, man, you want to join BECU. Credit unions are so awesome. They do everything a bank does, except maybe the bad things that sometimes banks can do, because, you know, you're member-owned at BECU, so the only people you'd be messing over is yourselves, because that's really what happens.
Yep.
No stockholders to really, you know, worry about, because we're the ones that are in charge.
Yep.
We have a text at 77999. I'm 31. I have only about $800 in saving, but my credit score is in the 750s. I'm kind of thinking I should buy a house, but I've been told if I don't have a down payment, I can't. Should I consider, or should I just keep renting?
No, I mean, I think making the house your goal is a great idea. Absolutely. First, we want to get a little bit more saved. Like we talked about, we want to have $1,000 at an emergency fund, but it might be a 5-7 year process. But I think there is a myth that you need 20% down. That's not true.
Nope.
You can get less than that. But I would say make it a goal and let's put a plan together to get you in that house. And your credit's good, so now we got to start savings. And yeah, you do need some down payment, but it can be done. So you really ratchet down. Let's take a look at what you're spending, what your income is, and how we can get there. So
it is tough to ask people who are so on fire for buying a house. I won't mention anybody's name, Vicky, because, you know, she's got the buy a house bug, and, you know, and she's
Rev
pretty
keeps
much
sending her texts and pictures and links to homes that she can't get.
The beautiful thing about not having enough money right now, like you said, Todd, is this might not be the most optimum time to buy a home anyway. I mean, prices are going down here in this area, but they could probably go down a little further for all you know. And, you know, like they say, buy low, sell high. It'd be great if when someone's ready to buy a house, you know, the market's in a much more reasonable place.
Yeah, I mean, you can't time the market, though, BJ, though, either.
Buy it now, Vicky.
It's, to your point, it could go down a little bit over the couple years, but I look long term. A house is not a 2 or 3 year proposition.
That's true.
And you got to look at, you know, if you're not going to be in that house for a minimum of 5 to 7 years, then don't even think about it.
Yeah,
right?
Vicky.
Yeah.
But if you're there 5, 7 plus 10 years, then you'll be just fine in the long term.
So. Yeah. So it's just it's not horrible if you can't do it now because they may go lower.
Yeah, it could, but it could go up too, right?
What? Oh, dang it. All right, buy the house now.
It's more when you're ready and it's right for you. I mean, I remember when I bought my house many years ago, the realtor was like, oh, things are going down, right? And this was back in late 80s, 90. But it just happened the opposite. And all of a sudden, all these Californians came up here. And
damn Californians.
So we just don't know, right?
Those Californians ruined everything.
206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Chris in Bellevue, you're on with Todd from BECU.org. Go ahead.
Hey, Todd, question for you. So I have a 401k that doesn't match. What would be better, that or like starting a Roth IRA at age 46?
I like the Roth, Chris. And you can do, I believe, $5,500 this year in the Roth.
That's the max contribution?
Mm-hmm, I think it might go up to $500 next year. I'd have to look. But it's $5,500. So I would go with the Roth.
Does age have anything to do with that, though, Todd, when it comes to
it
picking
does,
a Roth?
But he's only 46.
So that works. So 46 is still a good age to do a Roth.
Still a good. And then the other benefit of the Roth is, obviously, the money is going to grow tax-free, right? But you don't have required minimum distributions when you get to be 70 and a half. So that Roth, that could be the last thing the money you touch. You can get your principal out if you had a disaster or whatever. There's no withdrawal penalties of principal. There would be for interest until you're 60, but... but yeah, definitely go the Roth route, and then you can evaluate after you get that maximum. Are you married, Chris, at all?
No, currently single, but the other thing I do have is
Vicky.
I do have a pension.
There's somebody else you can try to get money off of.
Yeah, go ahead, Chris.
I do have a pension, so between the pension and the Roth IRA, you think that's pretty significant?
Pensions are great. You would have to run those numbers. I don't know what your pension.
Who has a pension anymore?
Military. About 11% of people anymore.
That's so amazing.
It's
good
pretty
for you.
Rare.
Chris, good for you, dude.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but Chris, I mean, if you're open to, happy to hook you up with somebody if they want to just kind of run some numbers, email me. Kind of walk through what, where you just evaluate where you're at and what your glide path is looking like today.
Yeah,
happy to help you out.
Glide path, is that a thing?
Glide path.
Oh, glide path. Oh,
yeah.
Because I got to tell you, I want a glide path.
Well, if you buy a truck, it's not a glide path.
Do you want to know, by the way, you want to know when you're feeling old when they tell you not to invest in IRIS because you're too old, that it won't work for you?
In the Roth?
The Roth, that's
you don't have time on your side anymore.
Yeah, time's not on your side anymore. They're gramps. Just go ahead and do the normal. I'm like, oh, great.
It's a very important text.
Yeah.
So it says, Todd, what's your favorite dish at Thanksgiving?
Ooh.
Actually, I'll say the day after Thanksgiving with the turkey sandwiches.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm with you, bro.
Loves the turkey sandwiches.
Yeah.
Keep it simple. It's just a slap a bunch of mayo on it, salt and pepper, turkey, bread, done.
Yeah,
and
sandwiches.
Ranch dressing.
Okay, thank you.
What?
Ranch dressing.
No.
What makes it?
Danny, what is your problem?
I'm just saying.
God,
I don't know. It'd be like, hey, would you thirsty? Like an iced tea? He's like, yeah, can you put some ranch dressing in it?
Yeah,
you guys are obsessed with ranch dressing.
Yeah, Dan, you love ranch dressing on everything.
I mean, ranch dressing is fine. But I think I'd rather mayo on that turkey sandwich.
Mayo, ranch, and gravy.
Okay.
Mayo, I'll take cheese.
Yeah.
Jalapeno.
Ooh, look at that.
We had no idea.
How about
Thanksgiving proper? Spice. What's your favorite dish?
Oh, probably the garlic mashed potatoes.
That's good.
Do you like the pink stuff?
Pardon me?
No. The cottage cheese and
the ambrosia.
Ambrosia.
No.
No?
Mm.
That's all right. It's more for me.
There you go.
I'm just trying to plan our Thanksgiving dinner.
Listen, Rachel Ray, I think we're, Hey, if you didn't get a chance to ask a question of Todd because Steve was talking about what he's doing for Thanksgiving, no problem. You can just go to KISW.com, scroll down. You'll see Todd's smiling face in a banner. He'll answer as many emails as possible. BECU is awesome because so many free services that you guys offer folks just for being members.
What about the yams with the toasted marshmallow topping?
No.
Yeah.
Why do we have him?
You're right.
How do you not like him?
Maybe Todd and Danny ought to get together.
I'm pretty plain Jane when it comes to that kind of stuff. I'm pretty
much like magic in your mouth, man.
Yeah. don't flag that. That's not the.
That's an M&M, man.
Yeah. So, Todd, as usual, our time has come to an end. But again, if you would like to email Todd and get any info, Todd answers a lot of questions. Plus, we have a great webpage that has a lot of free resources about how you can get info about many cool things you can do with your money that will benefit you. Again, just hit that banner when you scroll down on KISW.com and you'll see Todd's smiling face. Todd, good to see you, buddy.
Thanks, BJ.
I got a question for you. What happens when someone goes on social media to complain about their boyfriend buying a PS4? Oh, you know what happens. It's another edition of Facebook Drama. You're going to hear it at 8:17 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle.
Now, it's time for Facebook Drama.
And Facebook Drama.
Oh,
there we are.
Hey.
Check. Working. And Facebook Drama is brought to you by Car Toys and BJ. Once again, this is our opportunity to point out the idiots that are on Facebook.
Idiots.
This is an actual Facebook post. The drama unfolds because of it. And yes, we are acting it out. So this time around, playing the role of the original poster will be you, BJ. You'll be Nikki.
All right.
Rev, you'll play the role of Vince.
Sweet.
Vicky, you'll be Tawny.
Yay.
And I'll play the role of Jeff. So the original poster, once again, is Nikki. So BJ, please take it away.
I could seriously punch
the next person that looks at me wrong.
Wow.
Nikki, what's wrong? Don't hold that anger in. I'm here for you.
My boyfriend, my effing boyfriend, just knows how to get under my skin.
Oh, here we go.
Hon, you shouldn't let him piss you off like this. What did he do?
Money is tight. We are trying to plan a vacation, and he just wastes over $400 to buy a PlayStation for some dumb horse game.
Oh, snap. He got himself that Red Dead Redemption 2? Nice.
It's not nice. He just spent our money.
It's my money. And why are you even bringing this up on Facebook?
Don't worry what I do on Facebook. You did this behind my back. Hashtag pissed.
Maybe I should worry more about what you do on Facebook. And you should know a thing or two about... And maybe I should know a thing or two about doing things behind my back on Facebook as well. Like sending naked pictures to your old boss.
Ooh.
I bought a damn video game console. I'm not on your level of being a sneaky whore. So how about you just chill the F out and stop bitching about me on Facebook?
Okay, well, this got real awkward real quick.
Hashtag that escalated quickly.
Stop being a sneaky whore, BJ.
Why do people go on Facebook complaining when they've got so many skeletons in their closet? Are they that stupid that they know that these doors won't be opened?
What is it? Narcissist or sociopath?
Yeah, I think both of those work really well. Yeah.
Don't realize what the things that they've done are pretty damn awful.
Yeah.
But anything that's done to them is the worst thing in the world, like buying a video game console.
Yeah, don't hate on someone for buying a video game system exclusively for one horse game.
Yeah, hey, Rev.
Like, guys, I might have done.
You might have done.
Oh, seriously, though, but it's worth it.
It is.
Yeah, it's worth it. That Red Dead Redemption, it looks amazing.
Oh, I love it.
Dude, we were talking about it on yesterday's Migs cast. I was sharing a story with those guys, and I think you'll get a kick out of it, too. My buddy Steve West, who's a wrestler in town, wrestled at 3-2-1 Battle. Simply the best Steve West. He just got Red Dead Redemption. He was telling me the story about it. He's like, yeah, I'm playing, and it's crazy because, you know, sometimes you go in these long spurts of just doing nothing. And he says, at some point, I hit this part in the game where I found a horse, this really nice horse. So I trained it and made it mine. And as soon as he trained it and made it his old horse that he didn't have anymore came out of nowhere and just swiped the new horse and knocked it out to the point where he had to kill the new horse and then go back with the old horse again.
Oh, that
I'm
is
like,
nuts.
What? If there's ever something to sell me on a video game, that was it.
Yeah.
Old West Facebook drama right there. A horse just comes out of nowhere and snipes the new horse out of jealousy?
That's insanity.
There was a great video of a guy trying to get a horse. It was one of the special legendary ones. And he's sneaking up on her real close. And then suddenly out of nowhere, a moose comes just into the screen and destroys him. It is so funny.
Boy, I see. It's stuff like that that people just love those
it's
games.
It's amazing. I love it.
Oh, yeah. I know that I saw Johnny Rubbers downstairs. He was playing.
Is he playing it?
He's actually playing Skyrim, which, of course, in a legendary game, but they seem to always add new material or something to that game. And he was just building his house. That's what he's doing in the game. Dude, I go, what are you doing?
That's what prepared me for my house now. And that's why my bar looks so freaking cool right now.
And I'm like, you're building a house. And,
video games do influence people to do dumb things.
it's a fantasy game. Where are the dragons to slay? Where are the monsters? Where are the minotaurs?
Well, they're out there.
He's like, I'm building a house. And I'm like, oh, well, it looks good.
I can't crap on the guy for it, though. I once a year, you always make fun of me. I get the new WWE 2K game.
Yeah, you do.
And I probably spend way more time creating myself than I actually do playing the game.
Oh, yeah. It's hysterical. Even your wife's at the point, really? Because you don't ever play the game. You sure you really want that for the holidays?
It's the only thing I ask for Christmas. So regardless of how often I play it, I want it.
That's awesome.
How does your daughter feel about him playing video games? I'm curious.
That's a really good question. I wonder about that myself.
Because we got this woman on Facebook drama that's all pissed off because he spent all this money on a video game. Granted, because he was using the money that could have been for a vacation. But still, seems like a lot of people have issues with their significant other playing a lot of video games.
It's a flashback moment for me. When I get down and see sometimes, he's there and Sarah's like, all right, doing whatever she's doing. I'm like, whoa. It reminds me of Matt back when I was first married. And Kathy was taking care of the kids. And I was playing video games. I was like, oh.
Oh, hey. I actually have no problem with it.
Good for you.
It's kind of... really nice for me because I get to do kind of my own thing. I can hang out with my friends. I can go to the gym. And I come home and he's just totally fine that I was out doing whatever. And he's just playing his game. And sometimes I'll be like, hey, like, do you want to watch a show or do you want to, like, continue your game? Sometimes he'll pick the game and I'm like, oh, okay, fine. But I don't really care. I have my own stuff that I watch, or I'll go hang out with you, Dad, and we'll watch Daredevil or something. But
that's cool.
It hasn't become like a crazy obsession. I asked him if he wanted the new one, Red Dead Redemption. Yeah, that one. And he was kind of, he's hesitant to it because I'm like, do you think you'll get obsessed with it? And he's like, yeah, I really do think I will.
So you might lose him for a little while.
I might lose him for a while. Weekends, that might be all of his attention. And then I'll just be like, all right, babe. Cool.
It's funny that you say that because one of the reasons why I got the PlayStation for the Red Dead Redemption 2 is because Fallout 76 dropped today, and that is...
There's been 75 of them?
No.
It does feel like it sometimes.
It does. But my wife knew that she was going to be a widow when it came out, when that game came out. So she loves Red Dead. So Red Dead is essentially her game now while I play this. So she had something else to do while I mean, for all intents and purposes, ignore her.
So really, honey, I love you so much. Here's a video game console so you won't...
There are a couple of other reasons, but yeah, that's the main one. Yeah.
That's pretty cool that she plays.
Yeah.
I can't play. I just watch it and I'm already confused. I don't know where you're going. You're just walking and picking up things and
riding a horse.
Yeah, it's weird to me.
It's great because when she goes and does her own thing, Johnny Rubbers is in the house. I never hear him because he uses the headphones.
Uh-huh.
It's literally super quiet in my house. It's like nobody's there. It's like this is what it's like living with a roommate, because I never live with roommates during the video game, like, console time. I never had that in my life. So it's like, oh, this must be what it's like to have. No wonder roommates don't mind being roommates, because most of the time, if it's dudes, they're just playing video games.
You should just annoy him, sit next to him, and ask him a lot of questions. What are you doing there? Why are you doing that?
I actually have been asking a lot of questions, but I look in his eye to go when the annoyance level's happening, so that I get out before that happens.
Sometimes he's like, Dad, leave me alone.
Sometimes Dad just, like, stands kind of right behind him. And, like, we kind of think he's gone, but he's just watching him play. And time will go by. It'll be, like, 10 minutes, and I'll still just be, like, watching him play the game. Yeah,
because I love video games, but I can't work the controllers anymore. I did that with your brother for so many years. I watched Joey play so many things because it's like, oh, this is what it's like when you have eye-hand coordination.
Okay. You should have Johnny Rubbers teach you.
No, or you can sit on your lap, and you can just tell him what to do, and he'll do it with the controllers.
Yeah, bonding.
Yeah.
What is it with you and people sitting on laps? That's uncomfortable.
Johnny Rubbers does have a comfy lap, I will say.
Okay, that doesn't make it even better.
It does, though.
No, it's not for... No.
No?
Thank you.
They can give you the second controller and just tell you that it's turned on, and you see that way you think you're playing.
Oh, you mean like Joey used to do?
Yeah.
Little brother thing.
That's perfect.
Yeah, Joey used to do that for me, and then eventually I finally realized, Joe, I don't think this is working. Oh, no, it's fine.
No, Dad, it's fine.
It's fine, Dad. You're good. No,
you're just slow on the trigger.
You're amazing, Dad. You're an amazing co-player.
How about this person says, wife and I were both heavy gamers, so our worst problem is whose turn it is. Yeah, that's why I got the new system.
Yeah, if you've got two gamers in the household, there's no way you don't have two systems. You've got to figure that out. I mean, that's a must.
They don't have co-op play anymore. Like, you can't, like, split screen or anything, or have, like, player one, player two. It's just not a thing anymore.
Really? They don't do that anymore?
No.
The TVs have gotten bigger. You would think that would be, like, so awesome. Remember how you had the smaller TVs and trying to co-op play?
Everything is online. If you're going to play with somebody, you're going to play with them across the world, sort of thing.
Good call.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, that's why you have to have multiple of the same systems.
People always ask me why I don't play video games. In between the comic books and cons and everything else I do, I cannot afford with money or time to get into a video game, so I would never stop. I got obsessed with the Sims game, and that's just a simple game, and I would not stop playing it for like a year.
Yeah, I get you, Vicky, because I could play computer games because they still use a mouse controller stuff. I could do PC gaming, but I don't want to go down that rabbit hole again.
Yeah, I mean, I hear all these stories about Red Dead Redemption 2, and it makes me think, I should get this, man. This would be fun. And I realize I'll have to buy the whole the PS4.
Yeah.
And then get the game. So that's what dropping over $400.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll probably get 2 hours into it and be like, there's
no way you have the attention span to go through to play any of these games.
Right.
Fallout, Red Dead, none of these games. Fortnite, there's no way you could do it.
I should go watch that instead.
It's like, you should totally buy the console and get all this stuff. And then when you're done playing, you know, I'll borrow it.
Oh, good call.
Oh, yeah, there we go.
You can just give it to me. And
I said it first.
And Vicky's willing to pay for it, Danny.
Yeah.
Granted, at a much reduced rate, but she's willing to pay.
I'll throw in some tamales. It's fine.
And
wow. That just happened.
$400 tamales.
don't know if you heard this story, Steve, because you know what? You are the music. You and Danny, I mean, everybody in the show loves music, but I look at you two guys as like the experts. And I don't know if you heard about this rock band called Threaten.
Yes.
How about that?
I was reading about this story this morning before we started the show, and my mind was blown. I love these kind of stories.
This is nuts. And this is just goes to show you about social media and really should you believe everything you see or even know about numbers and analytics. Because they are now, this band is now accused of faking a huge social media following to land a European tour. The band got booked based on its social media following. And we know this in our world. I'm sure at your job as well. People put a lot of stock into social media. How many followers do you have? How many friends do you have? And Steve, I remember Steve and I going, how is it this radio guy who's in a much smaller city than us has like triple
60,000
yeah,
followers.
Triple the amount of followers. This is nuts. Well, it turns out you can fake it. And that's exactly what this band is being accused of. Because they've been playing to crowds of zero. So they look like they have a lot of fans on social media. They get booked for these tours. They go to the arenas and they go to the places where they're playing. Nobody is showing up because they really don't look like they have any fans at all.
Right. Nobody knows who the hell they are. I even saw some testimonies from like bands that were opening for them. They're like, yeah, we thought this was our big opportunity because we saw the following that they have on Facebook and Twitter. They have a million views on their video on YouTube or whatever it may be. So they think, oh, man, this could be great. And one of the bands said, yeah, one of the shows we opened up for them and we played in front of a total crowd of two. And the next show, they played in front of zero.
Wow.
Zero people. Because nobody knows who this band is. They just totally scammed all the promoters.
Wow.
And it makes me think I remember reading a Rolling Stone article a few years ago. It was about this hip-hop group that wasn't really a hip-hop group, but they pretended that they were this Scottish hip-hop duo and they were this big deal overseas and they convinced everybody. And I mean, it was a very elaborate scheme. It was called the Great Hip-Hop Hoax and they were a Syllable and Bane or something like that. And they were able to have a little bit of a run.
Wow.
Because they convinced everybody that they were a bigger deal than they were. And it made me think of those guys when this
wow,
this threatened. And it's a one-person guy. And I watched the video. And
come on.
And the music's not awful. The production's not very good. And the video's really terrible. It's like an hourglass and he keeps but he's playing every instrument. And it's so comical because then you look and wow, it's got over a million views.
Come on. It does actually.
Living is dying by threaten.
And it's just one dude.
And it's just him. I mean,
wow.
I guess maybe did he show up with other members and had a band? I don't know.
That's nuts. Yeah, promotional material describes Threaten as a hard rock icon and one of the most promising rock artists of the last decade. This botched tour has exposed how Facebook can be manipulated to create fake personas because they're alleging that he bought 38,000 Facebook likes.
And he would post videos of their live performance, but he must have went to a concert and he just made the video really shaky so you couldn't see the band on stage, but it just looked like bedlam in the crowd because, you know, everyone's arms are going crazy, so it's a packed house. And then he just added his own music to it to make it seem like it was his. It's hilarious.
We have a little sound of what Threaten actually sounds like and this so-called amazing band.
I lie awake at night just buried in my mind. I feel it burn inside. The will is gone. The will to carry on.
Yeah. Wow, this sounds like it's Styx or something. I mean, that's the era it sounds like.
I don't have the will to carry on.
Yeah. Does it sound like a Styx wannabe band?
No, it sounds like Linkin Park watered down.
Okay.
Like in high school.
I'll give you that.
I thought it was like a band that's trying to sound like Coheed and Cambria.
Or that. At least the Coheed and Cambria have a following.
Is there a bass line?
Oh, yeah, I just heard it.
Oh, okay.
Dude, I like someone commented, a one-man band. That's more than its audience.
Wow.
Yeah,
it's
true.
It is so true. Wow. Well, again, this is a black eye on social media. This, I'll tell you, there's a lot of advertisers now, you know, like big companies that are realizing that, you know what, these numbers and all the stuff that social media claims and digital claims are so propped up. And it's amazing. Some of them are going back to like traditional forms of advertising because they can't trust it anymore. And this is another example. How can you trust? I mean, if I'm Facebook right now, how do I get anybody to trust me in anything with all the political whole BS that they've been involved with and all the fake crap that was put out there. Now this buying, you can buy fans and make it look like they're following you. I mean, it's just not good for digital right now. It really isn't.
And now, obviously, there's a lot of comments and views because people are curious, which in a weird way, maybe this is going to help this guy actually have a career because now people know who it is. And maybe it's going to be ironically funny to go see this guy perform live. No different than Rebecca Black.
That's
remember?
What I was thinking. He ought to get Rebecca Black and they should go on tour together.
But the funny part is I'm looking on the YouTube page and I'm looking at the comments that aren't from the last few days. Because the last few days, obviously, people are going there because there's a big BBC article about this thing.
Yeah.
I mean, the guy's getting a ton of exposure. So maybe he's got the last laugh. But I'm pretty sure he had fake YouTube pages comment about the video.
Oh, of course he did.
So a year ago, someone wrote, I would let Jared threaten do literally anything to me. That voice is so sexy.
Oh, boy.
Next person writes, same. Next person writes, absolutely yes. Another person says, wow, I wish I could sing like him. It's just,
wow.
I wish I could learn play guitar like Threaten.
All of it.
I understand that feeling. I love his voice. And it's all these random accounts.
It's amazing. It's, and if he did this, if the allegations are true, and it surely looks like they are to me, it's amazing that he went and just created this all by himself. On some level, you've got to give the guy credit.
One person says, Threaten hired a drummer and a guitar player for $300 a gig. They have both quit since then.
Wow. Why would they quit? This is the opportunity of a lifetime.
Because they probably realize they're not going to get that money.
What are you talking about? This is big stuff.
Yeah, I mean, when you're not getting paid. Well, he got paid in advance. I would imagine he got a little bit, and maybe not the full amount, but I know like working with some bands in the past where you set it up and then you have to pay 50% up front, and then when they show up to the gig before the show, you pay the extra 50%. So he's getting the full amount.
If he's smart, that's exactly what he did, because who the hell's going to pay him after the fact when you see nobody show up?
And how awkward is it after the show's over with you and the promoter and the club?
Oh god, yeah.
Man, I don't know what happened. We did a whole big blast on our Facebook page. I'm not sure why no one showed up.
Yeah, that's, I know, dude. That's, oh man.
We had 30,000 marked going.
Yeah.
You know what?
This is not good.
No. Oh,
dear Facebook.
I think this is hilarious.
This is so not good for you.
I did find my Christmas present for Steve, though.
Oh, it's a threatened T-shirt.
Yeah. It looks like he's in the video, too.
Yeah, it's the same. That's the same video where he's holding a picture frame and he's looking through the picture frame.
Yeah, I'm buying that for you.
I think soft style, I'll wear it.
Yeah. I actually kind of want that regular cotton. I do think that would be a great addition to your collection, Steve.
Oh, it's sold out.
Yeah, you're
sorry.
Oh, of course it is.
Is it really?
Out of stock.
Oh, I made two of them.
And they're probably made with like an iron patch.
One for him and one for his mom.
I so
she
want
uses
this
it as a toilet rag.
I so want this. I want this T-shirt.
This guy's great. We got to get him for Pain in the Grass.
Yeah.
Dude, if Live Day wasn't so quickly coming up, I'd say let's book him for Live Day.
You're absolutely right. Well, you're absolutely right. Oh, that would be so awesome.
And at Live Day, Threaten.
Yes.
I got the wheel to carry.
Oh, that is a great idea. I think we could get him for Live Day. What's he doing?
Bro, I think we could get him for a bag of potato chips.
Yeah, I really do.
Dude, I found a tweet from somebody, and she was saying that she got free tickets from the promoter, and there was only two people playing that show, and she felt so bad that she actually bought the T-shirt.
Oh,
she's the one.
That's why it's
sold out.
Yep.
Let's see if we can get her number, see if we can get her T-shirt.
Somebody says a lot of payments based on ticket sales, aren't they? Not often. Sometimes it's based on the, I mean, a lot of bands, a lot of their shows are based off of the door, you know what I mean? Or they just assume,
right, yeah.
Okay, well, we're going to have a great walk-up or something. But it's more often than not, bands are getting paid their guarantee before they even play a show.
Yeah. I mean, you see that in a lot. I mean, you know, that happens like at the Comic-Cons, too. If the autographs don't get signed in the amount that they thought they were supposed to, the Comic-Con has to pay the rest.
Right, if they're booked by, like, a promoter ahead of time. I mean, local bands, obviously, more often than not, you play the show, and then at the end of the show, the club sees how many tickets you sold at the door or online or whatever it may be, and then depending on how you do the percentage with the three or four bands, that's what you get paid.
Oh, yeah, because you got to pay Threaten up front. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, Threaten doesn't come unless they get their money up front.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
And this guy's been around since 2012, according to one texter.
Threaten. Wow.
This guy's a genius.
Yeah.
He's getting so much more attention now for what was probably a very embarrassing tour in Europe, but is it worth it?
Yeah. Well, he's basically Tom Scholz without the talent. Because, I mean, that's what Tom Scholz of Boston was, the whole band, and then he had to go get people with it when they went on tour, except they actually had talent and people wanted to see their music. This is classic.
Threaten.
Yesterday, Steve, he did get this one right.
The city of Troy was famously penetrated by a wooden what?
Dong.
No.
Horse. Okay.
Yes.
You sure it wasn't dong? I really think it
was a dong horse.
You know, history tells us one thing, but I think if we were there, we would have seen it really wasn't. You want a shot at beating Steve? You got it. 206-421-ROCK. We're playing Beat Migs at 847 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. Here's another question from a listener. I'm getting my wages garnished. Can bankruptcy help with that?
Absolutely. One of the big reasons people file bankruptcy is because they have a judgment or a lawsuit against them, or their wages are getting garnished, and so they can't pay their other regular ongoing bills. People sometimes think that you can't file bankruptcy once they have a judgment against them or once a garnishment has started, and that's not true. Filing bankruptcy will immediately stop any garnishment that you have going, except for child support, and stop your creditors from continuing on with garnishments of your bank accounts, your wages, and in most cases will discharge that liability through the bankruptcy process. And we can file a bankruptcy case for you usually the day you come in.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.